Just so you know, guys, we're trialing, this is at the moment, I don't want you to switch into your phone, but right now, because you're live, okay, you're here in the experience, but we're trialing with kind of using the internet for our benefit, and this is going out on Facebook Live, so maybe people couldn't make it for different reasons today, older people or people who maybe are self-isolating or not well, so we are live streaming the service and live streaming the preach and the message. So that's why there's a spotlight on me, and Charles is sitting there with his phone and internet, and we're making the most of the technology that God has given us at this time. Okay, I want to speak directly into what's going on at the moment. You know, I'm going to press pause on our normal message series. We were about to finish our series in Abraham, but we're going to pause on that. And I think it's so important to speak into the events that are going on around the world today with the coronavirus. You know, and let me just be heads up here. I'm going to be speaking mostly from my heart and from Scripture. I'm not a scientist, okay, but I am someone passionate about the Lord, and I want to speak from the heart, and I want to speak as your pastor. Now, unless you've been sleeping under some rock, you'll know that there's a lot of fear and uncertainty and challenges going on in our world today. The coronavirus is spreading rapidly. The stock markets have dropped. Countries are in lockdown and people are panicking. So the question comes, what should we do? And there's basically two extremes, aren't there? There's the extreme that says, well, don't worry, don't need to change anything, just keep calm and carry on. That's one extreme. The other end of the extreme is, well, let's buy 20 packets of hand sanitizers, all the toilet rolls we can find at the supermarket, all the rations we need, button down the hatches, and hide until the end of the world. Okay, there's these two extremes that we can see in the world right now. And it's interesting, this story has been very much relevant even for me in the last few days. So last week and the week before, I helped to host a national church leaders conference, one in the south and one in the north. And the one last week in the north up in Leeds on Wednesday and Thursday, the numbers were really down because of the coronavirus. And we had a guest from the U.S., guy called Dr. Claude, incredible kind of pastor, has been a pastor for like 55 years and came to kind of pour out some of his wisdom and knowledge to UK church pastors. But, you know, he was getting all these messages from America just saying, look, the end of the world is coming. You need to get on a plane before Trump shuts the borders. And, you know, then I had to drive really quickly on a Thursday evening down to Heathrow to get an extra early flight so that they could fly back before shutdown took place. So this is very relevant. You know, it's happening and impacting all of our lives right now. You know, we've seen the Premier League kind of suspended. Some of us don't know what to do with our Saturday afternoon. You know, now the Premier League or Sunday afternoon has been suspended. Concerts and conferences have been cancelled. And as I said, the worldwide travel ban and empty supermarket shelves are very much a reality of the last few weeks. So what are we going to do? Just to say a couple of things first off about us as a church. We're going to take a definite decision about meeting publicly next Sunday by Wednesday. We'll communicate that with you via email, on the website, via all the different normal channels. But we're going to take a decision and look at things and decide by Wednesday so we know where we are. Because basically, as a leadership team, we want to be proactive on this. Not reactive, but proactive. And we want to love and care for each one of you. And we want to put the people of Hope Church at the center of what we are doing. Your safety and well-being is paramount and most important to us. So that's just where we are as a church. Now, I want to talk to you about being disciples of Jesus at this time. Because we are not of this world, and we are not to live like those who have no hope. We are different. As believers, we may look the same as everyone we pass on the street, but we are different. And the title of today's message, which is really from the heart, is Not Afraid. And the emphasis is that as believers, we're to live not afraid in this current climate. So I want to look at three ways that we are not like the world. Number one, we're to live by faith and not by fear. Let me just give some words of scripture. When Jesus was comforting his disciples in John 14 and verse 1, he said this, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And a little bit later on in John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you," Jesus says. "My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Now, the New Living Translation translates that verse, verse 27, this way, which I think is really helpful. The same verse in the New Living Translation says this, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and peace of heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." Isn't that an incredible promise? We have a peace that goes beyond human understanding. Now, let me say this. God right now is not sitting in heaven thinking, "Man, I didn't see this coming." God is not surprised by what is going on in our world right now. Our God is faithful. He is in control. He is good. Our God has a sovereign plan. He won't leave us or forsake us. He is working all things for the good of those who love him. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." We are not to panic. Even if everything within us wants to panic, we are not to panic, but we are to have peace. Because we are not a fearful people, we are a people of faith. As 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7 says this, "For we live by faith and not by sight." Second thing, not afraid. Second thing, we are to be sacrificial and not selfish. Just put up on the screen, if you would, John 2, Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Just want to read these words to us. "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." Now, I think the early church is a really helpful place to look at this time. The early church didn't face a virus, but they faced extreme persecution. Many of them lost their lives for their faith. But the first century Christians were not known for stockpiling food and hoarding it all for themselves. They were known for sharing and distributing that food to others in need. You see, as the body of Christ, we are to put others ahead of ourselves. Let's read Acts chapter 2. Read those verses that I've just been referencing. Acts chapter 2, verse 44. Talking about the early church under persecution. "All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts." The believers were sacrificial. They were displaying their faith and worship to those around them. And interestingly, it was not just once a week. It says every day they were doing it. Every day there was a sharing of belongings and sharing of needs and checking in on one another. And I think that's something we need to be taking on board over these coming weeks. We're to look out for one another, as Andy just mentioned. We're to look out for those in our community group. We're to look out for those on our street. We're to look out for those who are ill or those who are self-isolating. It's wonderful we can use technology to connect. We can use the internet, you know, but we need to do what practically we can do as well on top of that. You know, it can make an incredible difference to someone to get a phone call or a FaceTime call or a letter in the post. Remember those things? Old school, letters in the post. You know, send someone a book. You know, send them through Amazon a book so they can read. Be creative and display your love and your faith through reaching out and connecting to those around us. Like I say, it may be that in the coming weeks, things will look different in terms of meeting together. It may be people gather in smaller contexts in homes. We embrace technology. We're not, you know, exactly sure exactly what this will look like. We'll let you know. We want to be creative. We want to make the most of this opportunity. Not see it as negative, but see it as an opportunity to grow together as the body of Christ and to see people loved and cared for, both in the community of faith and those on the outside. But we must not stop worshiping. We must not stop seeking God at this challenging time. In great times of uncertainty and fear, people are looking for hope. And with all my heart, I believe that somehow God will use this time for good. And people will look at the church. They will look at your life and see that you have something, a hope burning deep inside you that helps you, a peace burning deep inside that helps you. Yes, you may still be anxious. Yes, you may still be scared. Yes, you may struggle with all that's going on. But you know what? You have a hope, and his name is Jesus. And interestingly, if you go back to Acts chapter 2, after verse 46, verse 47, it says that amidst all that persecution, amidst all that was going on, the church grew. The church expanded and the church grew. Wouldn't it be interesting at this time if all that's going on in the world, all the challenges, all the different ways we may have to meet, all the different things that might come on board in the next few weeks, in the next month or two, but actually the church grows. Because people are looking for hope in a time of despair and a time of fear and a time of anxiety. So we're just looking at three things today. Number one, we've already looked at. We're to live by faith and not fear. And secondly, as believers, both individually and corporately as a church, we are to be sacrificial and not selfish. We're to look out for the needs of others. And then thirdly and finally, we're to shine the light of Jesus and not hide. Read Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. You, that's Mark and Mindy and Endy and Hope Church and everyone in this room and everyone who is a believer, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Again, during this time, people are afraid, unsettled, and anxious. And as Christians, we are dealers of hope. And if we shine the light, people will be attracted to the light. Look at it this way. We know that this virus is highly contagious. We know. You know, a sneeze, a cough, too much touching. We know it's highly contagious. Why don't we flip a prayer request and pray that Christians would be highly contagious in their love, in their hope, and in the message of the gospel that they bring? That actually there was something incredible would happen in spreading of hope and spreading of love and spreading of the message of Christ. And as we see this virus spread on our news, we would see the love of Christ, the message of Jesus, the gospel spread like wildfire through our nation and through this world. We are not of this world. We are not of this world. I read something online which I found really helpful, which I'm going to give to you, which I hope you found helpful. It was a bit of research, and it was about the Bible verses in the New Testament that had the word not N-O-T. And we're looking at not being afraid. So let me help you and go through some scriptures and just hear this. We are not of this world. Now hear this. The angel at the birth of Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy." Jesus, when describing why he came to this earth, said, "I did not come for the healthy, I came for the sick. I did not come for the righteous, but sinners." We are not of this world. Jesus himself said, "We are not to live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up in heaven treasures for you there. Do not worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own. We walk by faith and not by sight. God has not given us a spirit of fear. And like Jesus said, "Not my will, but yours be done." You see, we have good news. We have the gospel. We have good news. And the good news is that we are not saved by works. It's by the grace of God. We are justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and not through the works of the law. We're not to set our minds on earthly things, social media, the news. We're to set our minds on things above. And we must not become weary in doing good. Will it be a battle? As we go forward, will it be a battle in these coming days? Yes, it will. But the Bible tells us we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, and powers in this world. We will not overcome with evil, but we will overcome evil with good. And as believers, we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith, to those who are bold, to those who know they are saved and walk in the fearless path of the children of God. We will not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. The Lord is our helper. We will not be afraid. So at this time, at this challenging time, let us not be ashamed of the name of Jesus. Let us not be ashamed of the power of the gospel. It's the gospel that brings salvation to everyone who believes. And I do believe, I don't have all the answers, I'm not a scientist, I don't understand everything, but I do believe that this is an incredible opportunity to not stop talking about Jesus. In your workplace, if you carry on going to work, or online, or in your interactions with your friends and family, don't stop keeping talking about Jesus. In these times of national emergencies, in the international crises we can see all around us, let us not stop talking about Jesus. Let's read Philippians 4. These are great words to be remembering and reading daily. Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I tell you what, that verse, you need to kind of like print that out, put it on your mirror. You need to print that out and put it in the kitchen, print that out and have it as a screensaver, whatever, because that scripture is one you need to memorize and keep coming back to and have at your right hand to fight the lies and to fight the fear and to fight what's going on in our world. Do not be anxious about anything. We have a peace which transcends all understanding. We're to guard our hearts through Christ Jesus. As it says elsewhere in Scripture, our minds are not to be conformed to the patterns of this world, but transformed through the gospel of Jesus. So it's a very simple message today, but I really wanted to speak into the situation that we're in. We live by faith and not fear. We individually and corporately are to be sacrificial and not selfish. And we're to shine our light and not hide it. One final scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 to 9. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Let that be the church, each of you in these coming days. And one final thought. I've touched on this, but I'm going to say explicitly to finish. This church is called Hope Church. It was very deliberately named that 10 years ago. Hope Church. And the thing about hope is this. It's in times like this. It's in times when people have questions and people are fearful and people don't understand what's going on that they'll be looking for hope. And we have a hope, and his name is Jesus. And as I've already said today, this is what I want you to grasp about the hope of Jesus. The hope of Jesus is the hope of the resurrection, that there is life beyond the grave, that this world is not it. But the hope of Jesus is also in a God who suffers and knows pain and knows difficulty. So it is not a hope that is removed from reality. It is a hope that is intrinsically part of the sufferings and the difficulties that we are experiencing. So I really believe that as a church and individually, we should be taking on board and embodying the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. The hope of new life and the hope that relates to the suffering and the difficulties that people are experiencing. Can you see that? It's intrinsically linked, and it covers everyone and speaks into every person's life. So I'm going to close in a moment and pray. We're going to stand in a moment, and I want to pray for us. I hope that you have been encouraged, built up by this message to not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Let's stand. I want to pray for us. Just so you know, I'm going to pray. And then we're going to close there. We're going to close there today. Alan will put some music on. We'll have tea and coffee outside. And we can just, you know, talk to one another and encourage one another. But I'm going to pray. There'll be no final song today. And I'm just going to ask God's blessing on us and pray for us to be the hope that this world needs. So let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, you know what's going on in our world right now. Nothing takes you by surprise. You are sovereign and you are Lord of all. Lord, I want to pray over every person here, every person watching on the internet, every person connected to this church. Father God, I want to pray that you would help us in the coming days to live by faith and not by fear. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be sacrificial in our giving of time, of energy, of possessions, of food, of encouragement, of however you lead us, that we would be sacrificial and not selfish. That we would reach out to others who are in need. That we would reach out to those self-isolating. Reach out to those who are ill. Reach out to those who are older. Reach out to those who are vulnerable. Reach out to those who maybe have mental illnesses. Reach out to people around us with a sacrificial love. Guard us, Lord, from being introverted and looking only to me. And Lord, help us. Help us to shine the light of Jesus at this time, to not hide the gospel, to not hide Jesus. But Lord, I pray that actually this season we are in, with all its challenges, would mean all of us would talk about Jesus more than we ever have before. We would have more conversations, there would be more text messages, there would be more blog posts, there would be more letters written, there would be more FaceTime about the gospel of Jesus than we have ever known in our lifetime to this point. Father God, let us shine the hope which is Jesus. Shine the hope which is the gospel. And just as I close, just open your hands in front of you. We're going to close with this, and then Alan, if you could put some music on, then we can rest and sit, or we can go and have coffee. Open your hands in front of you. I just want to pray that we would not go into this week with fear, but the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the peace that he leaves with us. Remember John 14. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and peace of heart. The peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. I'll read that one more time. I am leaving you, each of you in this room, each of you as you go into your week, each of you with all the uncertainties around, I am leaving you with a gift of peace, peace of mind and peace of heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you. He goes with you. He goes with you. Lord, I pray, seal that in our hearts. Seal that in our minds. And may we put that into practice Monday morning, Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, when the news hits, when this changes and that changes. Would you help us to put this into practice in the coming days, in the name of Jesus? Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you guys. Do take a moment to maybe rest here for a moment or gather for tea and coffee. God bless you and go with you into this week. Amen.
Standing in holy defiance, we're declaring aloud in the silence that the battle belongs to the Lord, and no one else, no one else. We'll sing hallelujah for all hell to hear, shout out Hosanna above every fear. Strongholds will crumble like castles of sand. We are marching. Unstoppable kingdom advances as we take back the ground from the darkness. The battle belongs to the Lord and no one else. You're the banner we raise in the chaos. No, the gates of hell won't stand against us.
crisis, the troubles, the trials, the shadows, the sorrows, the long nights, the hard fight. We are the prophets, the voice in the darkness, declaring the battle is yours. We'll sing hallelujah for all.
We're marching on.